Bill Owens, let's talk immigration. There's an awful lot of talk of reform in the air about the road to citizenship. And bring us up to date and tell us how it affects your district.
Well, we have really two issues, if you will, Alan. The primary focus for me in terms of immigration is making sure that we have an appropriate ag component so that the people who run dairy farms, the people who run orchards, the people who have specialty crop farms have the labor available that is legal and necessary to do the work.
And do they? And where are these folks coming from? Are these from Mexico? I doubt they're coming down from Canada, are they?
No, clearly they are largely coming from Mexico and to some extent Central America.
Sure.
The second piece of it, though, is what you just said, and that is our Canadian folks. We have millions who cross the border every year, some as tourists, but many who come across because they're working in the United States, many who own businesses here, and they have something called an L1 commuter visa, which allows them to come back and forth. They live in Montreal, they come to their business in Champlain or Plattsburgh, and they go home. You have lots of visitors in your listening region in the Lake George area, lots of Canadians who come down during the summer. We have many Canadians who come into northern New York to ski in the winter, to snowmobile. So there's a lot of activity that we need to make sure is not in any way negatively impacted by immigration reform.
So specifically, what immigration reform would you like to see done?
Well, clearly, my first priority is making sure that we have legal ag workers here in the United States. Critically important to the production of food. I mentioned this before, but a gentleman who lives down in the Hudson Valley, a dairy farmer, said either import the labor or import the food. I think that sums it up very neatly. Very neatly.
Well,
we not want to be importing the food.
Now, what about citizenship?
Well, I think that what they're working on now, which is a long-term plan to put people through a series of steps, paying back taxes, paying a fine, getting in line behind those who have done the process properly, all seems reasonable to me. And I want to emphasize, seems reasonable. Do I think it's perfect? No, I don't. But I think it's reasonable. I think we then have to take into account the concerns of our friends and, you know, countrymen along the southern border with making sure that that border is secure and that we have an appropriate process to control people coming across that border. I think that's a legitimate concern, has to be honored. But the process they're working through now, as I'm looking at this big picture, looks reasonable to me. I'll have to see the specific bill, but we just need to make sure that we're treating people fairly, both who have come in the country, if you will, legally and are going through the right process, and then we have to address this 11 million people who are currently in the country. And from my perspective, we need to assess whether or not they are having a negative impact on Americans seeking jobs.
What about the Republicans? We know that there were all of these right-wing guys who were yelling and screaming about immigration. It worked for them for a while. Now we see that they're licking their wounds from the presidential election in which Hispanics and others have just really turned off on the Republican Party. And all of a sudden we see that, you know, there are people who are saying we really, in the Republican Party, we got to do better about, you know, the way we treat immigrants and, you know, some kind of path to whatever. So what are you seeing down there in the Congress that you didn't see before?
Well, clearly there is a change in attitude. Whether or not that is strictly the result of politics or whether it's a change of heart, I don't know at this juncture. I can only tell you that the people that I interact with, Chris Gibson and Rich Hanna, who are Republicans on the other side of the aisle, happen to be the people I interface with most because our districts touch one another, have always been, in my view, receptive to rational conversations about this. And what I'm looking for is people who are receptive to rational conversations. Whether or not that's true across the board, a little harder to tell. But I think your viewers probably can draw their own conclusions as to whether this is, a good faith activity or whether it's one clouded in politics.
Okay, so I want to ask you something. You know, back in the Revolutionary War and a couple of times since then, 1812 or maybe, we tried to annex Canada. Remember that?
Yes,
so,
I do.
Remember that. So the question is, should we have take another crack at getting the Canadians, you know, to be, you know, a couple of other states in this country? And based on your proximity to them, would they? And probably not, huh?
Well, it's not a position I would advocate.
Uh-huh.
I think that the closer you live to our Canadian neighbors, the more you understand that they have clear cultural differences. They have a clear Canadian identity.
That's because all those Tories went up there, you know, during the Revolutionary War and stayed there.
But lots of folks emigrated directly to Canada from Europe. You know, the coffin ships arrived off Quebec City. During the Irish famine. People emigrated there before and after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
It is a country that's diverse, but has a strong, strong identity. And I suspect that they'd like to keep that.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Have you learned to speak French as part of your, you know, congressional duties?
Unfortunately, I have not.
Talk to me about guns while we're on the subject of, you know, anything. Got a couple of seconds here to talk about this, maybe 3 minutes. I know that you have a lot of people who own guns in your constituency and who don't want to give them up. I see that Andrew Cuomo's numbers shot dramatically down after the passage of the SAFE Act. And I wondered what folks in your district are saying.
Well, my district reflects the state, I think. I think virtually every county legislature in my 12 counties has voted in some form to ask for the repeal or amendment of the SAFE Act. And I think that reflects the nature of the district. Now, I was having this conversation this morning with some folks that I was talking to. And one of the things we have to understand is that for people who come from urban and suburban communities, they get up every day, they read the paper, they watch the news, there's gun crime.
Yeah.
For folks who live where I do, it is a very infrequent occurrence.
Mm.
So there is a cultural difference and a difference in reality for people depending upon where they live. We need to take that into account as we assess these issues. People are not necessarily being venal because they are for gun control or they're against gun control. They are reflecting, in many cases, their own experience. And that clearly has to be taken into account.
Now, the president is, you know, basically asking for the kind of legislation that Andrew Cuomo asked for in New York State, and you're a federal congressman, but you are what we call a blue dog Democrat. You're a fairly conservative fellow following your district. So what do you have to do while your president, your Democratic president, comes to you and asks you to vote for him?
Well, you know, Alan, I think considered, even by the president, a fairly independent soul. I'm going to vote to represent my district because that's my first responsibility. And my belief is that what we will actually have an opportunity to vote on is probably Senator Gillibrand's gun running bill. We may see a broadened background check, and I'm supportive of that, because one cannot say, I want to keep guns out of the hands of people who have mental health issues and felons without being able to check to see if they are or fit that category. It's simply not logical. So I would be prepared, once I've seen the legislation, to likely vote for those two pieces of legislation. I don't think in the House of Representatives, and I don't actually think coming out of the Senate, we'll see much more.
Bill Owens, always great to talk to you. I thank you so much on behalf of all the listeners that you continually come by and talk to us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Alan. Have a great day.